Talk Sport.
Inspector Clouseau-esque music from the Pink Panther must mean the much-awaited return of Russell Hargreaves Investigates, a slot only on the show when producer Ross is in for producer Ollie, which is exactly the case. Producer Ross, hello mate, how are you? And it may even fade you up if you're lucky. That was deliberate, Ollie. That's
this
so cheeky.
This is so professional, isn't it? Where's Ollie?
You did that deliberately. Just mugging you off, mate.
I think you've got the last one, didn't you? Last time we've done this particular segment.
Yes, so basically, do you want to explain what this segment entails, seeing as it's your brainchild?
Well, there's a gentleman on the phone that obviously you have no idea who he is. And the simple fact is, you have to guess, with Simon Watts, who this gentleman is and what sport he does.
And last time we did this, which I eventually got, was dog surfing, wasn't
exactly.
it?
Do you see the pictures afterwards,
I
by
did.
The way?
I did.
Yeah, dogs are ironing boards and stuff.
Incredible.
Yes.
So this is something of that ilk?
Oh, without question. That's standard.
Okay. So yeah. who do we have on the phone?
So Ross should be there. Ross, hello?
Yes, hello.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm well.
Okay.
How are you?
Not so bad. What we're going to do is we'll get Ross and Simon to ask you a question and see if we can try and get some clues out of you. How does that sound?
Sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Ross, good morning. Thank you for coming onto the show. Is your sport a team sport or an individual sport?
It's actually both. There are teams that perform it as well as individuals.
Okay.
Your accent sounds American, am I right in saying?
You are correct.
Oh, it's good.
That was a waste.
The sport did originate in England, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a nice little addition there.
Does your sport involve animals?
No.
Do you think we deserve a clue, Ross? Maybe a little clue for them.
There is a certain object that is central to the sport, but it's not a rugby ball or a soccer ball or football.
Mr. Watts?
Okay. Okay. So,
the brain is
are you famous within your particular field? And if so, how many Twitter followers do you have?
I don't do Twitter. My particular video of it had 11,000 hits or 13,000 hits or something at recent.
Okay.
This is difficult.
So I'm not famous for it.
No, fairly famous.
Say that's good.
Is this object static, or does it move?
Oh, you definitely have to move it, or you could definitely have problems later if you don't move it.
Ooh. Okay, interesting. A key moving object in a non-animal related team and individual sport in North America.
Correct.
That originated in England.
Oh, is it tricky?
Wow.
And still played in England.
Okay. Is it linked to fishing?
No, but it has been performed in and underwater.
It's been performed underwater. Right.
I think it's time for another clue, Ross. I think it's definitely time for another clue. There's a lot of sweat coming down on the forehead.
That was my clue. Okay. It's by the end of this of participating in this sport, you look your sharpest.
Ooh.
Is it very dapper, as they say over here in England? Very dapper.
Okay.
Dapper, yes.
So, are clothes integral to your sport?
Yes.
Right, so we're getting somewhere now, I feel. Okay.
So, clothes, object.
I feel even more confused than I did at the beginning.
The clothes, to give you another hint, the clothes wind up very flat. Pressed, if you will, by the end of it.
So is this ironing?
That's part one. But what type of ironing is it?
Steam, are you the international steam iron speed champion?
I'm not a champion, but I believe I'm the only one that did it fully powered.
So your sport is steam ironing?
Nope.
No? Extreme ironing. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that? Oh, no. Sorry.
I didn't hear you. It's okay. Before you gave that last clue, I was going to suggest it was mannequin dressing. There was some sort of competition for who could dress the most mannequins that. The quickest.
No. I have a friend that does that, but not me. No.
Wow, international mannequin dressing, that'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be amazing.
So what we've got, the fact it's ironing.
Ironing, but what type of ironing is it, Simon?
Well, I mean, ironing's not something I'm very familiar with, full stop, really. So,
we didn't like to say with your shirt, but yeah, fair enough.
Well, that's why you stay on radio then, huh?
Absolutely. Well, I guess trousers, maybe.
I think you're thinking about a certain way to iron. So, if I ironed at the top of a mountain, what kind of ironing would you call that?
Well, mountain ironing.
No! So close. Ross,
it's certainly not mundane.
No, maybe one more clue, Ross. Have you got one more for us?
It's certainly not a mundane thing to do.
So
it's quite the opposite of mundane.
So what type of ironing is it? So on top of the mountain, it's not mundane. Would you call it...
You can actually do it while skydiving.
Oh, okay, so it's kind of like an extreme sport. Is it extreme ironing?
Extreme
exactly.
Ironing.
Exactly. Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, extreme ironing. That's incredible. So just describe for us then, Ross, what extreme ironing entails.
Generally, the thing you wouldn't want to bring with you when you go hiking would be a full ironing board and iron, so that's how it started.
And where are the most extreme places you've ever ironed or seen ironing done?
For me, it wasn't a matter of where, it was a matter of how, because none of them did it with a fully powered hot iron. They all just stage a picture on top of a mountain or such. So I mounted a gasoline generator on my bicycle and an ironing board on my bicycle and did it while bicycling with a full hot iron in the middle of the snow. So it was a snowy winter day when I did that.
There's some amazing videos on your website, isn't there, Ross? What's your website called?
RossMernick.com, but it's on my YouTube channel too. Ross Mernick is MERNYK.
Yes, and so we'll put them on our website as well. I'm on our TalkSport Twitter. They're absolutely incredible.
Extreme ironing. That is good.
I think the cameraman was more incredible than me because while I was busy trying to steady the bicycle because it shimmied quite a bit, which of course adds the extreme aspect to it, he actually held the camera still while bicycling next to me, so I got to give credit to him too.
That is incredible. Ross, well done for finding that. And Ross, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Extreme ironing is the Russell Hargreaves Investigates Mystery Sport of the Morning. Mr. Bellamy, you've excelled
thank
and
you.
Surpassed yourself again by coming up with another suitably obscure sport.
Thank you very much. I doff my cap and I will take my dapper suit that I've extremely ironed back behind the glass.
Good work. And then you will return for Good Day, Bad Day in about another 40 minutes.
Can't wait.
We'll talk a bit of boxing in a second.
More radio for men who deliberately burn themselves on the iron when their missus tells them to do their own shirts.
Talk sport.